Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. This is episode 11, What is Generative Energy? The Energetic Mastery Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life in ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, starseeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness and together, let's create new realities. Welcome, welcome, gorgeous, gorgeous unicorn, crazy possible, the land of magical awesomeness and the land of 5D. Welcome to today's podcast. So we've got some big changes coming up with the podcast, which we will be announcing very, very soon. I've got an addition of something really cool that I think you're going to love and want to be a part of. And then I've also got another big announcement that I will keep a secret for now, but it will be announced very soon. But today's podcast, I wanted to tune into a concept that changed my life. There's many of these. There's many of these concepts that created these epiphanies in my world that when I really got them in an embodied way, like I got them in my body and I had this experience with them, life was never the same. So I want to share one of those with you today. Generative energy. That's the topic for today. Generative energy. How do you have generative energy? What the heck is it? And why is it a key element in creating, manifesting, being in the 5D, having everything that you desire show up and creating your crazy possible life? Why is it so important? But let's first start with, what is it? So years ago, long, long time ago, my life was very hard. I felt like I had a wet blanket on top of me all the time, and it was cold, and it was a struggle, and I could never see straight in terms of creating my life, right? I kept doing all the things, but nothing ever really worked. Somebody said to me once, you've got to identify what is generative for you. And when you figure that out, when you identify what that is, when you feel it, then do more of that. And I was like, what? Things could be generative for me? Because what it always felt like is that I was always giving my energy to everything and I wasn't really ever getting anything back. Now, when we talk about receiving and even the concept of ask and receive, we can really look at where are we overgiving? Where are we giving it too much energy or too much of ourselves, or we're putting other people ahead of us? But with the generative energy, it's kind of the next step, right? And it's so interesting because this concept had been tickling my reality for a number of years. And the very first time it showed up was when I did this little test. The very first time it showed up was when I was about out of money and jobless again. And that had happened a number of times with me in my world. That was part of my cycle before I was even a real bona fide entrepreneur with a real business. I kept trying things and nothing ever really worked out over and over again. But this time I had even taken out a $10,000 loan to figure out like, hey, what do I really want to do here? And I was out of money. I was down to my last, $1,000 or something. And I sat there and I was like, man, something's got to change here. Something has got to pop. What is this? And I was desperate. I ended up finding this ebook, which back then ebooks were, if you were going to buy something online, it was very scary. It was $19.95 for this ebook. And I had my credit card. I was so scared that it was going to be stolen because that was, the thing, the internet, people are going to steal your credit card. Well, my credit card didn't get stolen. I downloaded this ebook called Find a Job You Love in 30 Days or Less. And I was like, God, I don't even know what I want to do. I don't even know what I'm good at. I did not know what I was good at. So I knew that when I saw that title, Find a Job You Love in 30 Days or Less, I was like, wow, this has got to have something for me. And it did. The only part I remember in that book was this one page, and it had this little exercise. Here's the exercise. Take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle going from up to down, and draw a line going across from left to right. So you have four squares on there. And in the top left square, you want to write down all the things that you've done for work that you have not liked. All the things that you don't like to do. Okay, that you've ever done and got paid for. And then in that bottom quadrant on the left, you're going to put all the things you don't like doing that you're never going to do anyway, that you've never really gotten paid for. And in the top right quadrant, you're going to talk about, you're going to write down all the things that you really love to do that you've gotten paid for. And be as specific as possible. And you're looking for skills, attributes, job descriptions, like whatever comes to mind, write all of that down. So whatever you really have enjoyed doing. And then on the bottom right quadrant, you're going to put what you really love doing that you already do in your life anyway, and you don't get paid for it. And then you're going to want to look at all of that. And I did this, and on the left-hand side were all the things I just was like, oh, these things are draining. I don't want to do them. I resist them. I was like, ah, I don't want to. And then on the right-hand side, I noticed that there was a theme. And this theme was event planning. I really loved planning events. What I had described on those right two squares was how I loved planning events. And I got so excited about it. And it was so much fun for me. And what I loved about it. And I just started going on. And I was like, wow, I've always known I liked planning events, but I didn't realize how much joy I actually got from planning events. So what I ended up doing was I said, all right, well, I think I need to be an event planner. That would be super fun. So I interviewed a few people, got to know what an event planner really does. And within 30 days, I had a job with a chiropractic education company where I got to go around the country to travel, which is also something I wanted to do. I got to travel all around and plan these trade shows, these events. Now, I wasn't planning the trade show. I was planning our booth at the trade show. But it was really great because I got to do all the planning and all the organizing and all the things and put all the products together and all that stuff. So it fit exactly what I loved to do. I loved that job. And then there was other things that came with that job that I loved that were expressed that I thought I would really like. And then I found out I really liked them. So that one exercise changed my life. So a number of years later, after I had become an entrepreneur, I created a business where I was giving my energy away. I was basically draining my energy doing everything I was doing. And in the way that my company was set up, it was just energy out 24/7. So somebody said, hey, figure out what is generative for you. And that reminded me that event planning was generative for me. But what I'd done is I had created a whole business where I was creating events, but I wasn't actually receiving. And I went, huh, I wonder what this is. I wonder what's generative for me now. Maybe it's shifted. Maybe it's evolved. So I started asking that question. So write that question down. I started asking, show me what's generative for me. And I was asking the universe, I was also asking my body, show me what that is. And it was just a few days later, I was actually at a retreat in Costa Rica. And I was on my way back, and it was just a crazy, horrible trip home. The retreat center was about 2.5-3 hours away from the airport in Costa Rica. And we had to get on a bus at like 4 o'clock in the morning to be able to get to the airport on time. So I didn't sleep well the night before because it was kind of our last hurrah before we were leaving. So nobody really slept a lot. And then the couple of nights before that, I didn't really sleep all that much either. So I had a few nights of not very much sleep, had to get up super early. And then the bus broke down. on the way. Now, we totally created magic, and it, you know, we were only stopped for about 30 or 45 minutes, and then we were back on our way. But once we got to the airport, something was happening that I can't actually remember exactly what it was, but all flights were totally delayed. So there was a total stop at the airport. Now, if you've ever had that happen, if you're at the airport and it's before you get your ticket, like, you know, once you get to the airport and once you get your checked in and everything, you go back and you sit where there's food and bathrooms and, you know, all sorts of things back there next to your gate. But we got stopped for 3 hours before we got to check in. So we were basically in this line for 3 hours. Anyway, we get through the gates, we get to the plane, the delayed plane going. We had, and there's a reason, by the way, I'm telling you the long drawn out story. Our connecting flight was so delayed, we were going to have to stay in Houston. We got to Houston. They gave us a hotel room, of course. The hotel room had bugs and cockroaches and all sorts of nastiness. And then we had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning the next day, you know, after spending hours and hours and hours in the airport, to jump on our 6 o'clock flight and head back to Denver. So I was exhausted that Monday. So I was supposed to come back on Sunday night and have a good sleep. And then Monday I had a big event. There was about 200 people coming to this event. And it was my event, so my company was putting it on. Well, at about noon, I was so tired. I was like, oh my goodness, there is no way I'm going to be able to make it tonight. This is, wow, I am so tired. So I sat there and I was like, all right, what else is available for me right now? I have to be able to do tonight. So I ended up talking to a friend and I did some facilitation with her. And then another friend called and I did some facilitation with her. And then I went along with my day, got to the event, had a great event, totally plenty of energy, went to bed and zonked out. But I woke up the next day wondering, how did I do that? I did not have the energy to be able to be on that whole entire night. How did I do that? What happened? And I had the wherewithal to ask that question, is what happened? And then it hit me about 10 minutes later. I had facilitated two people. And that was when my energy shifted. And I went, holy cow, facilitating for me is generative. It gave me energy when I shouldn't have had any energy. And in that moment, it was like my body was like, yes. So I said, okay, great. I'll have more of this. What will it take to facilitate more? So I put that question out into the field. The next day, I get a call from a friend of mine and she said, hey, I have somebody in the city and she would like this class. Would you be able to facilitate that? And it was in a totally different city. Actually, all the way across the country. And I said, yes, I'll do that. I just asked to facilitate more and this shows up the next day. Yes, I say yes. I was not certified to facilitate that class. Okay, I just said yes because I just asked for that. So anyway, I figured out how to get certified, got certified, did the thing, and that led to my career in life coaching. The reason I do what I do is because it's generative. I don't care at all about fame. I don't care at all about what people think of me. I don't care at all about so many of the external accolades that people care about. Because I know that none of that matters. What actually matters in my life to me, in my field, in my creation, is that I choose things that are generative for me. And when I do that, it creates more every single time. When I don't do that, when I resist it, when I refuse it, when I hold back, when I don't wanna, when I choose against myself, then my life takes a nosedive. My money takes a nosedive. My health takes a nosedive. But when I choose what's generative for me, what gives me energy, everything works out like magic. So let's talk about generative. I like to use Webster's Dictionary 1828.com to look up words. I also use the etymology app on my phone and just etymology. If you're on my website, meetcorymichelle.com, and you go to episode 11, I will have those links in there, both to both of these places. So generate means to beget, to procreate, to propagate, to produce a being similar to the parent. Interesting, huh? Every animal generates its own species, so it's talking about animals. To produce, to cause to be, to bring into life, such as great whales, which the waters generated, that's what it says. And then to cause, to produce, to form. Okay. To cause, to produce, to beget, to procreate. Okay. Generate. Now, generative is having the power of producing. Prolific. I love looking at words because I always find things that don't really mean what I thought they meant. Then I have to switch my words. And prolific actually means fruitfulness, great productiveness. Okay. Now our words matter. Our words matter. Every single word that comes out of your mouth has a particular frequency. It has a signature and it is creating for you. I always reference Tesla. Everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. You get to know that, you'll know the secrets of the universe. Well, every single word that comes out your mouth is creating a spell. It's creating a frequency. It is creating something. Okay. Now, we have that, but we also have, along with our words, we have choices that create as well. So when we're choosing what generates, what gives us energy, what produces or reproduces energy for us, then we're on to something. You'll never be without energy if you do what's generative for you. So if you get anything from this message today, is learn what's generative for you. Discover what that is for you. How do you do that? You ask, hey, body, because you're going to feel this through your body. Show me what gives me more energy. Show me what's generative. Now, when you do that, watch out because it might surprise you. I never in a million years would have guessed that facilitating was going to be generative for me. I already knew I liked it. I didn't really do much of it, but I really liked it. But I didn't connect the dots until I did. And when I did, it changed my life. What is generative for you? Okay. And just ask that question and then just start noticing. When you do things, do you feel better afterwards? Do you feel more alive afterwards? Do you have more energy afterwards? Or do you not? Does it take your energy? Do you feel like you spend your energy and then you're tired afterwards? Do more of what's generative for you. Do less of what's not generative for you. Now, mostly in our lives, there's things we have to do that aren't really generative sometimes, especially when we're upgrading our lives. And when we can do more that's generative every day, choose to add what's generative to your life. It contributes to your health, your vitality, your money flows, your friendships, your joy, all of it, everything, your whole field of consciousness is affected by how much you're choosing that's generative in your life. Now, in my life, like I said before, I was not choosing anything that was generative. I was choosing a lot of destructive things as well as non-generative things. And that leaves us depressed. It leaves us lacking energy. And sometimes there are diseases, non-ease, where we're actually creating a dis-ease in our life that can show up in our bodies. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not, you know, I don't have any license or anything like that. So this isn't medical advice at all. But in my 10 years, 11 years now of facilitating, I facilitated countless different issues, problems, possibilities, all sorts of things. And I've also facilitated many health issues. Because so much of the time when we have a health issue, we're looking at it from a particular perspective. But what I like to do is look at our body as part of our field. And our body is where physical, like energy blockages, can show up. There's many, many people that have come across my world that we've found energy blockages, which can be unblocked, because if it's blocked, it can be unblocked, that were connected to generative energy. People either stopped doing things that were generative for them because they were in a relationship and they just decided that somebody else's perspective was greater than theirs, so they stopped. Maybe it was painting or listening to music or who knows. It could be anything. And sometimes we stop doing things that are generative or don't even look for them because we have stories about ourselves. There's so many different things we could look at, and we won't go too deeply in here, but when you discover what is generative for you, it can literally change your life. Your outlook, your perspective, your energy, your body, everything. So I'd like to encourage you to ask the question, hey, show me what's generative for me. Let's find out. I keep thinking that wouldn't it be so cool to have a world of people, reality of people, that all know what is generative for them. They're all bouncing around going, life is great. Look at this. I love what I get to do. Because when you know what's generative for you, it's so easy to choose. It's so easy to choose because you go, nope, that's not very generative for me. And this is. All right, I'm going to do more of that and less of that. It becomes a really clear, easy choice. So make that connection for yourself and let me know how it goes. Let me know what's generative for you. And let's play in that generative field where it is fruitful. It is regenerative. It has the power of producing for you. Final notes for today. When we are in that generative energy, it takes less effort to create. And it's also a magnetizing energy. When we're choosing what's generative for us, it's bringing our energy to a higher vibration. You become a lighthouse or a magnet for that in which you desire. And you're just generally happier and more fulfilled. Life is more satisfying when you're choosing what's generative for you. So enjoy that. Let's spread the message of generative living, and I wonder what that world will be like. Thanks for joining me today, and I wonder what's generative for you. You are now exiting the 5D Field with Energetic Mastery Podcast and me, Gori Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorimichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D Field.